I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share the wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic mediumship multidimensional vision. I am glad to be here today, this Monday morning, on KKNW, the Dr. Pat Show. And my focus focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here during this time of great acceleration that we're changing our planet, and we're really setting down new energy grids, and I'm here to offer guidance and inspiration so we can all get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNAs together, and to make it a little bit easier for everybody. And this is what I love to do, and this is what part of my job that I am here to do, and so I'm at service for you. I welcome you to join me. This is a call-in show. You could ask any question you want, but I do encourage you to get details because I want to get as many clients as possible, and because I do offer private sessions that get much more detailed. So you can contact my website at carrieoconnor.com, www.carrieoconnor.com, or 860-887-1201. From there, I do give much more in-depth readings, and so I'd like the questions to get. Just realize that I can't do them very long as much as I'd like to. So what I we're set up today to do is I'm going to talk a bit about what I was saying last week about the themes that are happening in our life, and then that's for the first 15 minutes or so, and then we're going to go into opening the phone lines, and that number is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that is 1-800-930-2819, and then we're going to be all yours for the last 45 minutes of the show. So getting into this week's the themes, what are themes? Themes are, if you look in your life, themes are events that happen to you throughout our life. Every single one of us has themes, and the more we look at ourselves as energetic beings, as people who come here with, we planned our birth, we planned who we were, our parents, we planned the sex that we were going to be, we planned our family, or where we were even going to be born. Sometimes I question why I'm born in New England, why I don't like the cold, but I really came to an understanding that I came here for a reason in New England. And so the more we are able to look at ourselves as what I call the observer state, the more we can see the themes in our lifetimes. And these themes even go back into our family lineage. And so the more you could do that, the more you could get in more of an empowered state, because there's both positive and negative themes. A lot of times we talk about themes or the wounded child, and we talk about the shadow part aspects of things, which is, it needs to be talked about, it needs to be aired, because sometimes people don't realize that their shadow wounded child is in charge and making decisions right now, or stopping them to make decisions. So looking at our life objectively and seeing all the pieces, we could really understand how much the answers are within us, that these themes do affect our every single day of our life. Some of the themes can be very obvious to how we feel about money, how we feel about partnership, what we think our life should be like. Very, very subtle, that going back to money, that we might not realize that there's a subtle message that we received throughout our family that was saying that money is not a good thing for us to have, that it's the root of all evil, and that profoundly affected us, even if it was a subconscious level. So the more we get to look at ourselves and look at the themes that have happened for us throughout the life, the more we can get our step into that empowerment. And some of the positive sides of themes are healthy self-esteem, a humanitarian nature, compassion, empathic, self-empowered part, passionate about life, being able to go with the flow, being flexible to change, resilient, optimistic. Those are themes that people will have throughout their life. So then when they're hit with a job change or even a death of a parent or a friend, that they tend to go toward a very solid background that lets them know that everything will be all right, that they don't crumble down and their energy field doesn't collapse. Or they can step into the shadow side, which is low self-esteem, not the right to life. They feel like they're being a victim or martyr, disappointed with life, over-concerned with the material things in life, self-destructive behavior. That's addiction every form. We know addiction can be passed down. They even identify that as far as the alcohol gene, resistance to grow, you can't make me grow, you can't make me grow. There's some, a lot of people are feeling the energy of, I will dig my heels in right now and you can't make me. That's their best shadow child. That themes can go back into that. There's going to be, that has popped up before all in their life. So I'm going to use my family as an example. I come from a family. My father is a principal. He started out as a teacher, elementary school, and he became a principal of the elementary school. He really liked to stay with the young kids. And my mother was started out to be a doctor, and she ended up being a nurse. So she was a director. So both of my parents went to the top of where you can go in their field, principal and a director of a public health service. And but also part of the themes were very humanitarian and very compassionate. And so we were taught, I'm one of five children, I'm the second from the oldest, and we were really taught to really care about people, to be empathic, to be humanitarian. And when you look back at my grandparents, they had different themes, even though, the same humanitarian, compassionate themes, even though my grandmother, one of them worked in a factory, and so did my grandfather, but they still had the looking for the underdog kind of energy. So that goes back to the grandparents, and if you go back to great-great-great-grandparents, there's a theme there. So here, the part of the shadow side, one of all five of us, our kids, are doing some sort of teaching or healing. I have a sister who's an actual teacher, sixth grade. I have another teacher, sister, that teaches art to young kids, so she does a healing teaching. My brother, he goes after deadbeat dads, but that's his way of, think of that, is doing healing and bringing justice and healing to the system. And I have another sister who would appear to do business, and she's a headhunter, but she bridges in her social work background that she went to school with, and so she brings in a humanitarian edge to it. And so all of what I do, I like to help people step into empowerment. So all five of us are doing part of the family themes. And so when you start looking at it, we absolutely chose the perfect family to experience our life themes with. And so we could start looking at our family history to say, okay, what was passed down? We tend to think about, okay, I got dad's hair and eyes and their length and their physical stuff. And then we could tend to think about, well, I got to grandma's stubborn behavior, that kind of thing too. But it's really to look at what gifts were also there. Perseverance. How were we taught how to hold on? What, and part of what I noticed as I started looking at the themes, as much as we're taught to be the humanitarian, compassionate people, that there is also a theme of take your shirt off your back for the other people. You don't have a right, so that's like low self-esteem, but you don't have a martyrism, actually. You don't have the right to if you're making any kind of money, that you better make sure that you're working 20 hours a day and really being of service and giving back a lot of it and do give backs and make sure that you're in balance with that. All of that is a shadow part of the themes of the what I personally grew up with. And so the more we can, again, identify it, the more we can take those shadow parts and say, okay, how did that take the shirt off the back affect me? Well, it affected me where I was not in balance. And so if somebody else's needs outran my needs, so I could literally be having pain in my physical back, and it took me to energetically carry many people on my back where I herniated three discs, when it finally said, wait a minute, this is off balance. I can still be a good person, be in balance, and I really have to, self-care is not selfish. And what I've noticed consistently as far as themes, that a lot of people, especially those that are interested in metaphysics, really are breaking away from those themes that have to do with suffering, lack, selfish stuff, money, distorted money things, that money can be, again, the root of all evil. All of those things will make us restrict us from living our heart's desires, for living us the heart that we're the. We could have a hit or be told there's a new job opportunity, and then we get all excited about it, and we know down to our fiber that we're supposed to take this job opportunity. We get all excited, we get all pepped up for the interview, and then all of a sudden, the interview we start falling apart. Part of that is the theme of you're not worthy. Who do you think you are? You're breaking generational patterns, and so the more we can identify and become the observer within our own life and look at those themes that can hold us back, the more we take the charge out of them. We take out of it, think of it as like a magnet pulling you back. You're able to demagnetize yourself, and then you have the gifts there. Then the gifts that are truly handed down to us, the extra really coming from that heart space and giving that humanity. humanitarian part, giving that compassion, but realizing that we must be in balance with ourselves. We must be as compassionate and humanitarian with ourselves, think of an affinity aid, as we are to the other people. So then that's really bringing balance into the family themes, which absolutely will profoundly affect your life, because this is all about harmonizing, bringing stuff into balance. Our body naturally wants homeostasis, and so the more we can identify are the themes with that affect our daily life, the more we can get that self-empowerment back. So how do you identify themes? Look at your history. What were you told about different parts of your life as far as money, as far as partnership? Is it thick or thin? You made your bed, lie in it. Too bad for you if it's toxic and it's all over. Look at the messages that you receive, and also look anywhere in your life where you don't have flow, as far as job, as far as money, as far as relationships. Where you don't have flow, there is a theme going on there that is holding you back. And so I really encourage you to take this time during this week to be able to step into looking at things. Get real with it. Write down. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, I really understand this. This really, really makes sense to my soul, and they even can start vibrating right down in their core. But then when it gets down to getting the physical nitty-gritty and writing things out and literally taking a pen and pencil and writing things out, they kind of stop at that. So be true to yourself and ground it. By writing, you ground things, and you're able to see the map of your life. You're able to see your literal soul code of what your soul is trying to say to you. So that's the theme of today, is getting into your themes. I can't encourage you enough to start looking at what's going on in your life. Our soul code is right there for us to identify with. And so we're going to be going back to, we're going to be taking our first break today. And I'm going to give the number out quickly before we go. And that's 1-800-983-2819. And we'll be right back after this break.
Need help losing weight? Does your diet need improvement? Are you having problems getting motivated to exercise? At Personal Training Team, they design a program that works for you. Get results and achieve your fitness goals. Train in their private studios, or they'll even come to your home. Visit their website, personaltrainingteam.com, and call for a free consultation at 425-885-4825. At Personal Training Team, they make it personal. PersonalTrainingTeam.com.
Have you ever wondered how humans lived for thousands of years with just the power of nature to keep them healthy? Can we live a healthy, long life without dependence on drugs? Dr. Rashmi Pace, naturopathic physician and Ayurvedic clinician, can help you have optimal health and ageless vitality using the science of naturopathic medicine plus the wisdom of the ancient healing arts. Call Dr. Pace at 425-778-8050 or visit lotusnaturalhealthclinic.com.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourished Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful. But this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at OneTheProject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at OneTheProject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. OneTheMovie.com.
Hey, you, come here.
I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Going to go to the phone session right now. And before we just go to the phones, I just want to say to contact me, it's 860-887-1201, and that's carrieo'connor.com. And the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And so that's how you could contact me with further information for updates. And we're also, before the end of the show, I want to talk about a give back that we're doing. I'm just going to encourage you to sign up for those newsletters because I'm giving away, it's like a raffle. So I'll talk about that in a little bit. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone?
All right, sounds good. Let's bring on Maureen from Port Orchard.
All right.
Hi.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Fine. I had a reading with you a while ago. When I was a child, I came in with a very high vibration and it was squashed. As a kid, how can I get that high vibrational level back and get that intuitive ability, the psychic ability that I had?
Okay.
How can I get that back? What do I need to clear or do?
Okay. What do you have a daily routine, Maureen? Because I say this over and over again, and I will say it over and over again, because that is the number one key. What kept me open is that I do a routine, and I do it throughout the day. So a bubble of light, and I have a four-layer bubble of light. I tap my thymus. I open my third eye. I put my hand in my third eye. And I say, you're open. I touch the midline of my brain, and by touching it, I know that I'm directing the energy to not be separated because that supports separation and duality, or the veil that's thinner. So do you have a practice that you do daily to clean your energy field off?
I can clean my energy field off, yes, and I do put a white bubble around me every
day. Okay, all right. Do you do it daily throughout the day too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When somebody is doing something like that, then I say it's time to up the ante. So if you're doing an energy practice that you put a bubble of light around you, that kind of stuff, then think of that your body is saying, okay, we're helping recalibrate your energy, so now we want you to up the ante. So what does that mean? They want you to get deeper into doing something that's like, if you email my office, I'll give you these five exercises that our routine that go really into the physical body. How does tapping the thymus and holding different acupuncture points in your head open you up? We are opening up the physical body more than ever, ever, ever. So, Maureen, think of this, that you're making those roadways to you as an open child are not gone. What you're doing is you're creating energy to get through those blocks, and it's just like a roadway. So the more you do something, the more it, think about, they first do it, they cut down the trees. Then they've got remove the stone. Then they start putting the tar down. Then it's a well-traveled highway. So think of every single time we practice something, it's making that roadway bigger and bigger and bigger and wider, and so it's able to hold more light. More light and more frequency goes throughout our energy field. So say subconsciously, when I'm looking in the back of the right side of your energy field, right off the head of the back of your head, I'm seeing that there's a ball there that has to do with themes of, if I open up, I will die. I'll be burned at the stake, poked my eyes out with a poker. And so you're showing me past life stuff that that you had those experiences. So really, amping it up would be saying to yourself, I am releasing in any direction, space of time that has to do with negative and traumatic experiences that have happened, that with to do with opening up my intuition. I'm releasing from those energies, and I'm bringing that whole transmuted healthy energy back into my energy field now. Say that throughout the day. I'm releasing from any traumatic things in any direction of space or time. So that means they're going to past life, they're going to this incarnation where somebody could have shut you down, or any kind of future thing. So amping it up is getting the exercises in the office and also creating your own energy exercises. There's a time where, think about if we went to a gym and we did the Stairmaster for 15 minutes and we kept on doing it, and then we see somebody that walks by that is really shiny and we wonder what, like, why, or very fit, and we say, I want that body. Well, to get that body, we have to amp up and do more treadmill, and then start integrating other exercises. So then you have to do weight training and alternating and all that stuff. Think about it exactly like that. So you already have a system, then they're asking us to do it throughout the day instead of just once a day. We're asking throughout the day, and that also goes to as far as it's commanding. What we're doing is commanding, demand your energy. So, again, saying that you're releasing from the negative and traumatic will profoundly help you. Also, the energies that are coming up in the next 3 months are going to profoundly help you. And it's good that you're doing a bubble light, because a lot of people are releasing a lot of psychic debris. And if you're empathic, a lot of people are closing down. So over the next 3 months, you're really going to feel it, Maureen, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Benny, why don't we go to another caller?
All right, sounds good. Let's bring on the next one. Let me go and switcheroo. I was actually on the phone grabbing another caller, but we'll go to Yvonne from Monroe.
All right.
Aloha, you, Carrie.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sure.
My thing, though, is I'm experiencing a major shift.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether if it's with Jerry's energy or my guides.
Okay.
But I'm just experiencing a major shift.
Yep. What I'm seeing, Yvonne, what you're reacting to is what I would think of symbolically on the global grids that we have been, the collective consciousness have been like bending our shoulders forward and like reading our sacred contracts, our heart's desires. And so think of your right hand holding this divine book that's your soul's code, and that we've been doing this inner work for the last 3 years, right? And especially the last 3 years, like the global consciousness, we've all been called to do this. You've been actively doing it, so then that makes that 100-watt light bulb go to 1,000. Now your energy, the major shift of what you're feeling is what I'm saying to people, what the gut counsel is telling me over the next 3 months into the next 3 years is profound shifting. We're going to see in our life all the, physically in our life, all the work that we've been done. So if things haven't manifested before as fast as we wanted them to, they're going to be manifesting faster, because think of that, those, that book is becomes in the heart, and think of your arms go wide out, like we look like the front of the boat. And so you're able to slide over emotions, and you're able to open up literally to the earth grids differently. That allows manifestation faster. So that's what you're feeling as far as the profound shifts that are happening on the earth. And so continue to do what you're doing, expand with this energy, and it also, it's as far as the searing and the guides, it's both. It's like you're, as we're doing this posture of open up our heart space, it's more room for us to connect with family, right? So visualize yourself on a stage and a spotlight over you, so that light is that divine love connection, and also visualize a stage 360 degrees around you, and that there are people that are going right up to this. You can't even see all the people. All you know is that they go up to the sky, up to the, and there's hundreds of thousands of people, and that they're all sending you heart love energy into your heart, your thymus, and also your eyes. So it makes it an upside down triangle, and so that is they're experiencing infinity eight of unconditional love. You're taking that in, and it helps you have your container expand wider and feel their support, and also that vibration, of course, is going to, when we give, that's the highest form of receiving their love. You're giving it back. So then visualize yourself in the front row and put somebody that you love up there, even somebody that crossed over, or somebody that you could even be in discord with in the physical life or had problems with, but you're connecting them to their angel self. And when you do that, that is a, you're opening up the roadways of giving and receiving more, literally, and it's a huge step in our evolutionary process. And so you'll feel the connection of the people. We're getting more connected to our soul groups, our soul, our guidance, and also merging with our higher self, which is actually who we are. It's the angel self. So good work. Good, keep up the good work with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm experiencing, especially with the sense of Jerry arriving, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Jerry, what are you saying?
Jerry. He's a person that I had a relationship with.
Yep.
And I just suddenly got awareness that he's here.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And so that is where we are, that goes back to the save thing. The more we're clearer, so think of that. When I see the rooter thing going up somebody's root chakra, you've been clearing and expanding ancient old stuff out that happened in this incarnation and other incarnations that allows you to expand. And in that allowing of expansion, you're able to connect with those people in this world and also those that have crossed over. They're just in a different space. It's like somebody being in your house, but they're in the next room. You can feel them, sense them, smell them, hear them, and know that they're there. And also, the more we're expanding our light, we're bringing in their light parts. And so in our physical world, those people that we want to bring around us is the divine parts, is their king and queen within them. And then that mirrors the king and queen in us, and then it allows us to be that king and queen, and then we reflect that out. Then think of like attracts like. So what we do is we attract other king and queens in our life. So all of a sudden, new people seem to appear out of the woodwork to say, here, what can I do? I'm here to help. An inclusive village here is what we're creating. And also that we give gifts back to them. It's always a giving and receiving. It's a profound time. So celebrate that. Continue to expand because every single person matters here. We are all, we're all a piece of God. We are literally all a piece, and we're really being called to step up to that divine blueprint, step up to our divine birthright is what it is. It's our birthright. It's written in our DNA. Mm-hmm. So the more people that are the forerunners that are holding the energy, the more we're going to help those people that can be acting like pawns right now, that their their fear is scaring them. So that's a grand celebration time. And so keep up the good work, continue to expand, and celebrate those connections. They really make us, they want to say, you're not alone. You are so connected with every single person that there's no such thing of being alone. So that is, that's a wonderful thing. So we're going to be going back to another break, and we have another break here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back with more with the Carrie O'Connor Show. And also, when you make any connection with me, the number is 860-887-1201, and we'll be coming back on the phone line.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
We all want to optimize our assets to get the most out of life. Have you taken an inventory of your soul assets lately? Are you having the joyful experiences that are waiting for you? Harvest of the Heart offers a spa for your soul, a place where you can reconnect with your heart and make space in your life for joy. Kathy Baxter, intuitive counselor and energy healer, is waiting to hear from you when you are ready to let go of your old pain and discover your soul's purpose. If you want to optimize your life, visit harvestoftheheart.com or call 206-612-3011 for an appointment.
Would you
like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at MyBrothersKeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and the number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. I'll be here for you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
All right, sounds good there, Carrie. We have now Carolyn from Milton, Washington.
Hello. Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. How can I help you today?
Well, I would like to know, how do I attract or manifest a bigger and better home for myself? And where do I
better what, hon?
A bigger and better home.
Home for yourself? Okay.
Yeah. And
that's a perfect, I love that question because we all should want to go bigger and better, right?
Uh-huh.
So the biggest place for us the first place to start to manifest anything from a home to a partner to a job to anything is that we really have to clear our energy field out. So, Carolyn, do you have a daily practice that you do throughout the day as far as an energy practice? Or do you do something more? It's like, did you watch The Secret?
Yes.
Okay. You know, The Secret is wonderful. It woke up so many people to our divinity. And so we are in this spirit guides are saying, yes, 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 they're listening. More people than ever are listening and understanding. This is accelerated times. All of us are invited to this party. All of us came down here to be in this party. There's no getting off this train. So we're being invited to really clear out our stuff. And so what I keep on hearing, a maternal great-grandmother comes in, which is also calling out to a Patricia, something along those lines. But she introduces herself because she comes in as far as the left side to help with that left side of your body. The left side has to do with female relationships and also how we receive, take in energy in our life, okay? So you're in the process, and she comes here with peacock feathers. So when I see that, she's here to clear out stuff in the past that has to do with balance of giving and receiving. So part of your energy, you're more than a giver and then a receiver, okay? So think of how to manifest that house is to really start clearing out the closets, feng shui, mentally, physically, emotionally. Really get clear, literally clear your closets out, clear your drawers out. Are you ready to go and move? And if there's any clutter, get it out. That's in our physical world, right?
Okay.
Then also, it's the be, do, have. Go and look at the house that you want and have it be. It's not only in the vision board. The more emotions we could put into it, the emotions are the key. The more we can feel it, sense it, smell it. Stuart Wilde has a thing. If you want a Jaguar, you go to the dealership, you sit in there, you take a test drive so you can smell the leather, you can visualize it, you can feel it on your body, you can feel how the wheel goes around, and then how to manifest it is that you get into that feeling of when you took that test drive all the time. So go to those houses, literally go to open houses, go to those houses that you want to bring in. All of that is making in the field of dreams in front of us, you're putting more energy into manifesting the house. You're taking action. So the biggest thing that to manifest anything is what the guys told me is that we have to activate our body template grids. And so that means that we have to be the strong container of light because that light is energy that has a magnetic pole. So really get down into grounding stuff. Have you gone to homes, into as far as open houses, have you amped it up. This whole theme of today is getting to your themes and amping up our practices in this 3D world. And so your body has more of the database to manifest when we give it more database by going to open houses, by driving by seeing which ones you want to. So have you done any of those kind of things?
Well, I'm probably looking more at renting because I don't know that I can afford to buy right now. But
it doesn't matter if you could buy right now. Right now, it doesn't think of you want to step out of time with that. It doesn't matter if you're buying right now, because when we manifest, it's a no time thing. So go ahead.
No, I'm not sure what you mean. So should I look with the open mind that I might buy?
Yeah, absolutely, because you know what? I could tell you some miraculous stories where I had this woman that was a thousandaire is what I call her. She was working her behind off at a business that she realized that she worked so hard to hand off to her daughter. She was a widow. She had to raise four young kids on her own, right? And mm-hmm. So she realized that none of these kids want this business. And so it was literally killing her. So those were her direct words. She had a vision, a dream to create this village. Make a long story short, that village was a $250 million dream, right? Mm-hmm. But she said, call it crazy. I want to. This is what I really am seeing. I see this. I'm getting drawn to this. It's down in South Carolina. Make a long story short, she ran into her husband's old friend that she hasn't seen in 30 years. He's an architect that happened to have a whole bunch of old New York money to the tune of $250 million and had access to more. She was open to the field of infinite impossibilities. So we are the ones that it's our job, Carolyn, to not limit ourselves. So when we're saying, I don't have the money, just be do have. Go to these open houses and be open to the field of infinite impossibilities. But it's not airy-fairy, go there and get yourself in trouble by oversigning yourself and overextending yourself. It's not about that. It's about pulling in the emotion, open up those gateways, be totally open. So part of that, what that woman did, if she didn't shut down half of her energy field, so visualize in front of her heart, she had her arms wide open. And physically do that. Your arms are wide open. Physically put out your heart's desires as far as what this house looks. Go from your sinus out to the world and understand that the universe is reading it right there. Get crystal clear. That's why you have to go to these open houses to give more database to what I keep on hearing the grandmother say is that you need more database in your energy field. So that means going there physically. And when your head goes to, you don't have the money right now, da, 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 you're open to infinite impossibilities and how to get that money. So then all of a sudden a thing will come into your head and you're saying, oh my gosh, I could get money this way. I thought I could do this way. And you're able to see things differently. The mental mind wants us to get into the hows. The hows delay us. Part of that goes back to themes. Themes are when on dad's side of the family, they thought the gold ring was outside of themselves. The brass ring is outside of yourself. You're creating the brass ring. It's inside of you. That creates electromagnetic pulse to make it happen. So really amp it up. Get real physical with it. Clear out your house. Your house is not ready to go right now, right? But if somebody came in, would you be ready to leave right now?
No.
Okay. So then it's not, I swear to God, take the action. The action is going to set you free. So clear it out. Feng shui. Get rid of the stuff. All of that stuff is going to make those things happen. And you'll notice synchronistic events unbelievably happen into your life. This is for everybody that wants to manifest. From a new house to a job to a career, we have to hold that be, do, have in our energy field first. And we have to scream that loud and clear out to the universe. So we announce it proudly, no shame. This is about we have every right to step into our divine blueprints, our divine manifesting. Jesus, Buddha, Krishna never questioned if it was going to happen. They never, ever, ever said, oh, gee, how? They never, that is limited. That is our human head trying to get in our ego, trying to scare us and go to our themes. That's why it's so important for us to look at ourself as energetic beings, be the observer, and also when to give yourself as far as you're filling in your blueprint. So you're filling in, getting rid of, taking action, getting rid of the stuff around your house, the clutter, so it makes room for the move, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, Benny, looks like we will go down to another break.
If you want to give out some information about yourself, it'd be
sure.
A perfect time before we run off to the break.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I am Carrie O'Connor. We will be going to the last break of the day, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on the KKNW. Dr. Pat's show, too. And when I, you could reach me at carrieoconnor.com, and my email address is union1111@yahoo.com, and my phone number is 860-887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. And you could call and see what I've been up to and what I'm going to be up to. We're doing a newsletter coming out, and also I'm giving a good, I call it giveaway, where you, in the website, you can sign up for the newsletter. And when you do this, say that you're from the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm going to be entering your name into a give back where I'll be giving away free readings, tapes, of the work that I've done, tapes. So the value is up to over $500. So if you take the time to sign up and say that you're from the Dr. Pat Show, please, then we'll be drawing that. And it's, I love to do give backs, and that's part of the way that I'm in balance with the universe. So that is Carrie, K-E-R-R-I-E, O'Connor, O-C-O-N-N-O-R.com. And so it's very pretty easy to learn how to do that. You can see all the upcoming classes. I'm going to be doing a free teleclass in November on a Saturday that I'm very excited about. And we're just firming down the break. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up. So we will be coming back to you, and I will be taking your calls again. And I welcome your calls. And that number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes in his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life. Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
Do you have questions about romance, work, your health? Get the answers at the Body Mind Spirit Expo, October 20th and 21st at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. For only $15, enjoy 90 holistic exhibitors and 70 free lectures, and receive a free 4x6 color or a photo. We guarantee to educate and entertain your body, mind, and spirit. Call 541-482-3722 or visit bmse.net.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet. Aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Got a question about real estate or home loans? Is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? What about home loans and refinance? Need someone you can trust to answer your questions and understand the newest trends? You can trust Dennis Sikowski, a realtor and loan expert for 10 years, helping people all over the Puget Sound walk through the biggest purchases of their lives. Call Dennis for a professional analysis and get real honest answers. 425-238-3612. That's 425-238-3612.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And here we're at the bottom of the hour. And I'd like to give out the phone number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And the lines are open, and we will be receiving your phone calls right up to the top of the hour. So you could get in. I'd like to go over the theme, because next week what I'm going to be talking about is the child. I refer to the child a lot, as far as the wounded child and the divine child. And so next week I'm going to touch on how the child profoundly affects our bodies. Going back to some of the calls here, that when we're being called to amp it up, to ground our idea more, if you notice, there was a theme of people like saying, oh my gosh, that's right, I'm doing this, but I do need to amp it up more. I'm doing bubbles of light, but I have to get stuff grounded more. That's a very common theme, and when we're trying to manifest stuff, that we go to a certain level and then we kind of hit a plateau. It's almost like in a diet, right? So that's where we want to start seeing ourselves as energetic beings. And really the key to manifesting is to know yourself as an energetic being. That allows you to literally create an electromagnetic pull within your energy field. So you have an idea, something you want to manifest. Think of it as looking like a ball that goes out of your heart. And in that ball, think of like a crystal ball, and it has, let's take relationship, because a lot of people are looking for relationship at this time. And so you're crystal clear, not with what the person has to look like. You go to the feeling of, think of all people in your life that, and even if they're movie stars that you never met, but you admired something about them. They made you feel very supported, or their character made you feel like, wow, that would be really nice in a partner. And so you go out and look to see at what would really make you feel expanded. Really, and that sometimes takes time. A lot of times when I look at people's energy, I had an event Friday night, and I was talking. There was 25-plus people there. It was a small gathering that the people wanted to talk about what was going on as far as the earth changes. And when I asked them, how many people really know their, what I was talking about, first of all, was that I've been seeing since the last 3 months a lot of soul tiredness. Soul tired goes to so tired. And so where people feel like they're banging their head against cement, or they're feeling like, again, the brass ring is outside of them, or they feel like they have a really big idea, or they want to manifest something, but they keep on feeling that's outside of them. The house is outside of me. This is outside of me. The healing, opening up my intuition, is outside of me. And so what I was, I asked them, I said, how many of you feel like you know your heart's desires, your soul purpose? Because for us to manifest something, we have to have very shiny balls. Think of it as crystal balls that go out to the universe. The crystalline energy is part of our homoluminous body. So I'm not talking about hokey-pokey crystal balls. It's really actually very quantum physics, mechanical stuff going on here. So those balls that have our desire, they have a crystalline energy. Think of that as a very high-frequency energy. And so if you want partnerships, then be very crystal clear about the feeling. Let go of the outcome of what they look like. I tell people, like, visualize the Scotty beam you up thing. So that light energy, when somebody's getting beamed in, when you're doing that, what you're saying to the universe, and believe me, the universe knows what you're saying. You're saying, I want somebody of a high vibration, a like vibration, or at least somebody that's willing to be flexible and not resisting to growing into and stepping into their divinity, their divine birthright. And then also, then the bead you have, as soon as you put it out there, it's not pleading. It's not, oh, please, please, please. It's not a, I hope so. And then that's part of our homework of becoming an observer, is to really look at our themes. And also part of the child, the wounded child, feels like everything's outside of them, that they're not going to have it, that the rug is going to get pulled outside of them, that they look through the world through the glasses of duality, of them against us. And so if we notice any kind of theme of them against us, or I'm not going to get this, good guys finish last, all of those themes profoundly affect our manifesting ability. So when we're able to identify it, what I tell people, when you identify something, you're 75% of the way there to already completely get rid of it, because you're putting it out from the dark and into the light. A light is awareness, and that awareness shifts the frequency, right? By purely being aware of the situation, aware that we could have a tendency to sabotage ourselves, or that we can be aware of really taking a look at ourselves, stepping back and saying, okay, if we can notice separation, or that people can be prickly, or that they feel like they sabotage themselves, cut their nose off to spite their face, if we can really identify it in other people, then there's something in us that, A, we spot it, we got it, so we do the same thing, that's how we can identify it. Or B, if we don't do that and we really feel, no, I've really worked myself not to do that, then it's something we can even subconsciously judge. All those things separate us from that wholeness, from letting our true divinity step through. So when we start looking through life, through the divine child, we're able to step into our original blueprints. Our original blueprints are we lack for nothing. We are and have all that we could ever want, and also dream beyond our wildest dreams. Spirit, as far as with myself, with the business, when I saw myself on stage with people, I was an at-home mom with two kids. That's what I thought I was going to do in life. Part of me knew, my higher self knew that that I had another purpose, to help people step into empowerment. But I had to step into that place myself first, totally, not just in several aspects of my life, totally in myself, in my life. So not to have that child scare me, because I knew it was a huge step of getting out of a toxic relationship. And so many times we can delay our growth because we know at a cellular level that it means big changes. And so it could mean job shift, moving out of relationships. But that's where we have to trust, surrender, and allow that spirit does not bring us up to a certain place and then makes us have us fall in a place to our face. We have this written in our DNA that we are masters here, that we are masters having a human experience, and so they want us to start acting like a master. Every single master, from Jesus to Buddha to Kuan Yin, has said, you can do this too and more. You can do this too and more. And so what are they saying? A lot of people think, oh my gosh, they talk about making water out of wine and parting the sea. I can't think of doing that. I just want to get through the day and be able to pay my mortgage, right? When I say to people, just invite that possibility, just be open to having that possibility that they can be a miracle worker too, because we are all part of the peace of God. And so, yes, we do have that in our lineage, but just be open to it. Doesn't mean you have to start the day off saying, what miracles am I going to make and where's the water that I can walk on? It's just be not refusing it either, by flipping our energy around, by not refusing it, by holding 51% of our body as that we are light masters, that we are absolutely have a birthright to have bliss in every single department of our life. I have a bumper sticker getting made, got bliss, and that means not just mediocre, not just, okay, I really like it, it's really great, absolute bliss that makes you expanded in every department of your life, home, family, relationships, money, career, all of that is you, where you, if you don't have bliss, then there's a part where you can step into that divinity, step into that, your look at yourself energetically, and there lies the answers of why you are not having it. As soon as we start looking at ourselves there, we can start really coming up to saying, oh my gosh, I see clearly, this is the message that I'm putting out. I got it. Then there comes profound healing, and with it, we can really understand how, what does it mean to be in co-creative relationship with spirit. We have stepped out of hundreds of thousands of years. I just even think that's hard to grasp. Just think for 2,000 years with Christ that we had Mother, Father, God up in the sky, that we are our neck has been in this posture of looking up for guidance, but looking up for support, in that it also has us to be the child in their mother, father. And so what we're doing is taking that family and having it, instead of being a wounded family where they're up in the sky and inapproachable, or we have to do a certain amount of suffering or penance before we could have that kind of relationship with our masters, then that, all of that is old energy. So what we're doing is stepping into creating within ourselves our divine male and our divine female that gives birth to that divine child. That divine child comes in with the divine, the knowing of our birthright. And our birthright is, you start asking yourself every day, do I have bliss yet? And if I don't, if you don't get the big whipping post out and start beating yourself up, this is about stopping that. It's about looking to say, what can I do to shift my energy? And every shift makes a difference. And so I'm going to close up, and I want to say, until next week, we're going to be, I really encourage you to contact KerryO'Connor.com. I'm so excited about the give back that I'm doing. I like that we're going to be giving away free readings and divine partnership workbooks and all the stuff that's going to help you step into your master. Because I know, going back to that group of women, 20 out of 25 of them said they didn't know their soul's purpose and they felt so tired. And so I am here to help you wake up, to be of service with you, to say you can profoundly change your life. And it's one step at a time, and I'm here to help walk you and hold the flashlight for you to make it easier. So I want to say good day, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are around the world. And I look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll be covering the child. And then I look forward to taking your calls. And may you divine with the align.